Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Dan Reefer.
How are you this morning?
I'm great. Beautiful morning.
Hot.
Been hot and sticky all week.
Hot and sticky. Swampy. Felt like an armpit out there last night. Just a big, hairy armpit.
I was cool on my couch.
I went to a couple football games, and yeah, both of them just sweat just pouring off of you. The first game, you know, it's the time of year where football kicks off about the time the sun is setting. So, I don't know, I just wasn't thinking and I'm going to the home sideline. That's where you're at for the camera. Normally on the home sideline. So I was on the home sideline. Had to be on the home sideline. It was in Anderson County. They're dedicated the field to Bob Ware, one of their great players in their history, maybe their greatest player, wound up at UK. He passed away about 3 years ago. His family was there as they dedicated the field to him. They named it Bob Ware Field. So I'm on that sideline for sure, but then don't realize that's the sideline that the sun is coming at. So shooting into the sun, for those who don't use a video camera, you can imagine it doesn't work.
Not ideal.
No.
Real quick, what time did that Boyle County Lexington Catholic game actually start? Do you know?
Wasn't it supposed
to start at
St. X. St. Xavier Lexington Catholic last night.
Oh, whom I'm Lafayette Boyle County, I mean.
Tonight, 8:30.
Oh, that's tonight.
Tonight, 8:30. When 8:30 is wrong, that's what it says. It won't happen at 8:30.
Yeah, I even saw 8.
Let me just give you 2 weeks and 15 years of experience thus far on high school football doubleheader bowl games. Don't believe the second game time. Never, ever. Last night, Tate's Creek Belfry started at 10:30.
Did it really?
Yeah. Lexington Catholic St. X, I think that ended after midnight. That had to start at like 10
o'clock
or something.
Doesn't Belfry have like 4 D1 linemen?
They've got 2. And then a couple other players that'll probably play Division I or something. Yeah. They're big.
Big boys.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of schools in Pikeville, but Belfry ends up with a lot of the best players in Pikeville as well. They've won, I don't know, I can't remember how many, but they won last year's 3A state championship.
Listen, we got a huge show today.
John Hale at 10:15. Coming up, we'll talk UK football because camp is over. Game week begins. Monday is Mark Stoops' first Monday presser. Woo!
I feel like I got butterflies. Like, I feel it.
It is here.
I watched a college football game last night.
Hawaii.
I know.
And
I couldn't have cared less, but it was like, you know, it's back.
It's here.
It's back. It's here.
So, camp is a wrap. We'll get a report from John Hale on what the last few days have been like over there since game week preparation has begun. And then, of course, at 11 o'clock, the big one, John Calipari. And got a chance to sit down with him. It's something I've been asking for a little while to get with him. And he's difficult to pin down, of course. And you have to get him in the offseason. And it just so happens he had something to promote. And luckily, our name had been on a list for a little while. So we got in there.
Credit to Dan for getting this one done. For getting old Coach Cal on the show.
And
very
a guy,
excited.
And a guy named Eric. Credit him, too, over there at UK. He's a good guy. Kept us in mind. Did not forget about the little people over here. I say little people. We are the number one rated local sports talk show on the weekend.
It's not so little, is it?
Not when you have John Calipari. That's the kind of results this show produces.
I know.
I want winners.
Now, if we can get Chris Carter, who's in town for that celebrity softball game tomorrow.
He would be fun.
I'm not sure where, like, that fits, how he fits in. Do you know what I'm saying?
To the game?
Well, every other celebrity you see, like, a UK tie or some you know, something like that. And then it's Chris Carter, who's, like, obviously someone I have worshipped for a long time.
I bet he and Calipari bump into each other on the motivational speaking circuit. Just Chris Carter is one of those guys that does that thing. He talks to a lot of players. He might have talked to UK's basketball team at one point. I don't know. But you know, he's got a story where he had a hard time and knucklehead, didn't listen to coaches. When he decided to shape up, it all changed for the best.
Yeah.
Kind of his message. So I know he's done some of that and talks to guys still. So I don't know. Yet Tom Browning, not sure where he fits in. I know he played for the Reds, but he kind of sticks out on that celebrity list. That game is tomorrow at 6 o'clock over there at Whitaker Bank Ballpark. I guess they have a home run derby at 5:30, and people can jump out there and participate if they want to.
Cal's not actually playing, is he?
No.
Yeah, okay.
No. Nope. Said the hips.
The hips don't lie.
The hips just won't let him do it. That's what he said. Yeah, but a bunch of guys will be over there. excuse me. Karl Anthony Towns, Nerlens Noel.
Marcus Lee's back in town for it. Pretty cool.
Yeah, he's doing fantasy camp. I don't know. Is he doing the softball game too?
No, but he's back in town. I don't know that he's doing the softball game. Yeah, Jared Lorenzen is, and I can't think of like a better person to be in a softball. Like, he's who adult softball is to me.
Yes, he's the poster child.
Yeah.
Now, Marcus Lee being back in town is so interesting. Where else would that happen?
Yeah.
That a highly rated guy that's played 3 years for you, transfers to another school, another Division I school that could be in the NCAA tournament and you face.
Mm-hmm.
And after transferring, but before starting his first semester over there to play, he comes back to visit and hang out and help with Calipari's fantasy camp.
Yeah.
That just is mind-boggling that someone would do that. You're supposed to leave it behind, kind of, especially if you transfer.
Well, and you know, there's always the statements that are put out by, the coach and the player after, thank you, and it was great, best decision for me, and this and that. And you know, they're all, just someone else has written them, and it is what it is. And every statement like that is the same. But I think this shows, like, there was some genuine, there was no hard feelings. There couldn't have been, or he wouldn't be here. There just couldn't have been hard feelings.
Seems like it was one of those, I want to be closer to home. I've missed my family for 3 years. I don't know if I'm going to get done here what I want to get done. And Cal's like, yeah, we gave you the chance to do what you wanted to do. So, I don't know, it's not going to work out next year, I can tell you that. So, that might be a good choice for you, yeah. Because, Bam Adebayo, Isaac Humphries, has emerged. We'll hear about that. I don't want to get too much into all that stuff because Calipari talks about it here at 11 o'clock. Don't miss that.
I do think we can get out, though, because it's been out everywhere that, Cal talked about his decision not to suspend Derek Willis for any game time this upcoming season after that arrest for public intoxication back in June.
Yeah.
And we were all kind of wondering, because he had not spoken about it, what might happen. Would it be a game or two or, what the deal would be. He didn't talk about what internal punishment he may have faced.
He said he doesn't throw kids under the bus.
Yeah.
So he wasn't going to, that was his way of saying, I'm not going to go into everything. I think if you look at Nick Saban, what he did down there, I don't know if you're comparing crimes or whatever, but Nick Saban was held to the fire on it some. Without a doubt. Even Paul Feinbaum.
Yeah.
His buddy.
That was awkward.
Yeah. And also at Alabama, it's not like they have a pristine track record. It's not like they have a horrible reputation, but it's not the first time they've had guys get in trouble. They've had several. It happens almost every season, it seems like, or every other season. Whereas at Kentucky, John Calipari does have a squeaky clean track record with players' behavior regarding the law.
Now, in all fairness, I will also say one group has 30 guys on it, or 15 guys on it. The other group has, 90,
right,
100. So, just by sheer numbers.
Oh, yeah. Not an indictment on Alabama as much as it is me saying that Calipari has some credibility built up.
Absolutely.
More so where he can do something like this.
He's got some capital in the bank.
Where get a little bit less,
And I think he did use it as a teaching tool, saying, listen, when I tell you guys you don't get away with stuff at Kentucky, you don't get away with stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody's watching all the time.
You thought you were under a microscope before.
Yeah.
Now it's even bigger.
Yeah. And it probably helps that we are a couple of months removed from it.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit hearing it. But, I mean, when the, you know, it gets brought up again and then you go dig back the video, that video is kind of brutal.
It is brutal, without a doubt. Without a doubt. All right, coming up next, we are going to talk to John Hale from the Louisville Courier-Journal, talking UK football, a little basketball maybe too. We'll do it next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
At UC Health, we see a powerful new way to fight cancer. It's called proton therapy, and it's now giving new hope to cancer patients of all ages in Cincinnati and beyond. Together with Cincinnati Children's, we've opened a brand new proton therapy center. It's one of only a few in the entire country, and it allows us to target tumors with remarkable pinpoint precision, which could mean less damage to your healthy cells, or even being able to treat tumors that were once unreachable. And it causes fewer side effects, so you can get your treatment and then get back to the hundreds of other things on your to-do list. With cancer, you want to explore all your options. And now you can. Visit uchealth.com/proton to learn more about our new proton therapy center or call 513-584-2326 for an appointment. Here, we see the promise of academic medicine every day. UC Health.
Treat your clothes like royalty by treating them to Emperor's Cleaners. With over 40 years of experience, Emperor's Cleaners has everything your clothes need. Fine clothiers even recommended Emperor's for brands like St. John's Knits. They specialize in same-day service. Bring in your shirts by 9 a.m., they'll be done the same day. Emperor's Cleaners is a family-run business, ensuring top-quality service. Located on Richmond Road in the Idle Hour Plaza, Emperor's Cleaners will treat you and your clothes like royalty.
Schwab's Pipes and Stuff, it's where to go when your day's been rough.
We're family owned since 1977. Come and enjoy our smoking lounge and patio on Southland Drive.
Hey, hey, our cigars are great and our blends are the bomb. It's time for you to get your smoke on. So head on down to a place you're sure to love. Talking about Schwab's Pipes and Stuff.
What is it about Tony's steaks and seafood that makes it such an incredible dining experience? Well, it could be the steaks. One reviewer said, "This is steak nirvana." Or how about the great seafood, the incredible atmosphere, and service that's unmatched anywhere? All of those things. It's Tony's of Lexington on Main Street, right across from Triangle Park. Come in and become part of Tony's family.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I have never seen Dwight Yoakam in concert. It's one of the guys I gotta see. I don't know why I haven't seen him. I just haven't. When he's been around, it's just not been convenient for me to go.
I bet I've been to 9 or 10 of them.
I bet you, like Renfro Valley and Louisville.
No, I have never been to one.
Not even in Minnesota? I bet he's popular in Minnesota.
Maybe he is.
Dwight Yoakam. Are you a fan of his acting work? Dwight Yoakam?
What was he in?
Sling Blade is one of them. Okay. That was his best role ever. Did you see Sling Blade?
No.
What?
I know.
With Billy Bob Thornton?
I know.
Josh,
fried potatoes, that one?
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it either, Josh?
Well, Josh probably wasn't even born when that movie came out.
Still, though, it is such a... It came out about the same time as Forrest Gump. About the same time. Because I remember debating with someone around that time which was the better acting job, Billy Bob Thornton or Tom Hanks. And somebody argued to me that, well, it's Tom Hanks because his character grows, transforms, becomes. where Billy Bob Thornton's character is more static. I debated that Billy Bob Thornton's character also evolved a little bit, but in the end, it's hard to argue that because Billy Bob Thornton's character winds up back in the same place that he started for doing the same thing, basically.
I think Robert Downey Jr. explains it all in Tropic Thunder. And I'll just leave it at that.
He does. Once you do that, you can't go back.
You
can't.
Never go.
No, don't go full because you can't go back. All right, we didn't bring on John Hale to talk movies necessarily, but John Hale, please tell me that you have seen Sling Blade.
I have seen Sling Blade.
Thank you. And is Dwight Yoakam not awesome in it?
Yeah, he's great. He's from my area too, so big Dwight Yoakam. Apologist, but there's no doubt that Forrest Gump is a much better movie than Sling Blade. So let's just get that out of the way.
Yeah.
I wasn't arguing that it is. I'm talking about back then. Argued the character itself and the acting job. Who should have won the Oscar was more the thing I was getting at. But yes,
Forrest Gump stands the test of time. You can watch. You can put that movie on today.
Now Sling Blade stands the test of time. Do it.
Sucked in.
I'm not going to argue this. I'm joking. All right, John. How do you read what Mark Stoops says about depth? He says at the end of camp that depth is an issue, but then he also kind of goes into detail at every position, and it sounds like he feels good about every spot.
I think the first takeaway is when they do these scrimmages, which after last Saturday was when he was really kind of down on the depth, you're out there looking at the second team defense and the third team defense playing against the second team defense and the third team offense. And there's no doubt the offense is much deeper than the defense, just with the number of guys they have back who have played. So when those guys go head to head, of course, you would expect the offense to have the advantage. And the reality is a lot of those second and third team defensive players are never going to see the field this fall, whether they're red shirts or just walk-ons or guys who are not going to have a huge role. So those guys are not actually going to have an impact on a lot of games. And so I think where they're a little optimistic is with some of the backups they do feel good about. Some of them are pretty versatile, and they can move them around to different positions. So you'll never have your entire second-team defense out there on the field at one time, but if a guy like De Niro Laster can play inside linebacker or outside linebacker, if Kobe Walker can play outside linebacker and nickelback, if all the defensive backs can move around to different spots, if some of the defensive linemen can play tackle or end, it helps make up for some of those mistakes. I don't think there's any doubt, though, that depth is a huge question for defense. I think that's the biggest question facing the team going into the season. And if they were to lose another defensive lineman or a linebacker to injury or whatever, they would be in really big trouble.
We're talking with John Hale from the Louisville Courier-Journal and the Dana Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. But there are some young guys that are going to be playing. Stoops has mentioned on the offensive side, Landon Young, running back Benny Snell, but some young guys on the defensive side too, and Cash Daniel and TJ Carter both impressed the coaches this fall camp.
Yeah, I think TJ Carter's an interesting guy because he's very similar to Josh Allen a year ago, and he was a recruit that got really late in the cycle, kind of an afterthought. It was a two-star kid. I don't think a lot of recruiting people had seen him play, so there wasn't really a lot of data about how he should be accurately rated as a recruit, and nobody thinks when you get one of those guys late in the process that he's going to come in and be an immediate player. But just like Josh Allen was last year, where they threw him out there and he was playing in the season opener, it's going to be a similar thing for Carter. He's a very physically impressive guy. When you see him in practice on the sideline, he's very muscular and looks the part of an SEC defensive lineman. I'm sure he's going to have adjustments along the way in terms of technique and just going against better offensive lineman in games, but he's a guy I think they hope that over the course of the year he can develop into a pretty good backup. They'll probably lean on the guys that have some experience early, but maybe he develops in along the line. Cash Daniel, I think, is going to start on special teams. That's going to be his biggest role early in the year. That's what he told me on media day was his first goal. And then if you bring him along at inside linebacker, middle linebacker where he's playing, then hopefully later in the second half, if Courtney Love needs some time off, then they can feel good about throwing Cash in there. But it's interesting, that middle linebacker position, since Stoops got here, they've pretty much played their starter almost every single snap all season, whether it was Avery Williamson or Josh Forrest the last 2 years. They haven't rotated that position a lot. So if they found some depth there, and whether it's Cash or De Niro Laster who's played there some, and they get Courtney Love off the field a little bit, I think that would help the defense overall.
You know, Cash Daniel, I was talking to Matt House, the linebackers coach at UK, and he mentioned that Cash Daniel competes in the meeting room. I'm like, what does compete in the meeting room mean, you know? Well, he said he takes notes, and it's obvious that he's taking these notes and studying and attentive, and he's been able to apply that knowledge. And that is something that is impressive, I guess, that he said you don't see all freshmen do. Some of them don't really get it or understand that that's something you can do to become better, and Cash has done that. So if you look at him jumping in there with De Niro Laster right there behind Courtney Love, then at the other inside spot, Jordan Jones and Eli Brown, they feel good about both of those guys. Denzel Ware started last year. They feel good about him. Josh Allen played some, but he's moving into a bigger role, and they feel great about him. So that's – and Kobe Walker. You add Kobe Walker to someone who can play one of those outside spots or bring him in nickel and in coverage. And, I mean, if those guys are all able to stay healthy, I mean, that's not too bad as long as they live up to their potential.
Yeah, I think that's definitely enough. If they're all healthy and they're all productive, that's enough linebackers to have for a season. The question is, I mean, obviously a lot of those guys have never played games for significant minutes or significant snaps, so they've got to prove it on the field. I mean, even Eli Brown, obviously a redshirt freshman, hasn't played yet. He may start, he may back up Jordan Jones, but he's going to play a ton. He's going to have to go out there and learn on the fly against SEC defenses. Even Jordan Jones played a lot in that season opener against Louisiana Lafayette last year when they were up big, but he didn't play much on defense after that. Josh Allen was kind of a third down pass rush specialist for them at times last year, hasn't played a ton. So even Courtney Love, I mean, he played 10 or 11 games at Nebraska as a redshirt freshman, but he wasn't a starter. He wasn't an every down player. He played a lot on special teams. So these guys are going to have bumps along the road, but the talent is there, and I think that's why the coaches are pretty excited about the group and their potential.
So I don't think anyone expected Reggie Ment to play this year, but now he's officially no longer enrolled in school at UK. And no one really, you know, knows the story, but just kind of a tough way for things to go for that kid who had a real promising season ahead, you would have thought.
Yeah, I think the staff was really high on him, and just talking to some people, I think they really wanted it to work out. Felt really bad about the situation and Reggie having to, you know, take care of some other things. So it hurts for him. I mean, I think he's going to end up at another school this fall. That's my guess, but it's not going to be in the SEC. He probably has to transfer down a level if he wants to play immediately. So it's just a situation that's not great for anybody. Obviously, Kentucky needed him with the depth on the line, but, you know, hopefully whatever the personal issue he had to deal with, he gets that under control and handles it himself, and everybody comes out ahead in the end.
Talking with John Hale from the Louisville Courier-Journal, when DJ Elliott was asked after maybe the second scrimmage, I guess it was, what's encouraging on the defensive line? He said the only encouraging part is Courtney Miggins, and the rest of them have to catch up. I mean, that has to be somewhat concerning.
Yeah, I think it's a huge concern. Defensive line, if you're looking at position-wise, that's the one that you just don't know what you're going to get going into the season. I mean, Courtney Miggins is a guy who played quite a bit as a backup last year, but has never started games. He looks the part. I think he's made all the strides. He had a big spring. He's a guy that I think they're pretty comfortable with. Like DJ said, he's going to play, I think, end and tackle. My guess is when we see them run out there and start next week, Courtney Miggins is probably a tackle, and Alvante Bell, the other junior college transfer from last year, who redshirted, is playing defensive end with Matt Elam there in the middle at nose guard. And we all know Elam has all the potential. I mean, there was a reason he was rated a five-star recruit, and even though that position's not going to ever get a bunch of sacks or a bunch of tackles for loss, like fans maybe hope for, if he's occupying blockers and taking up space in the middle, that'll do, but he's still got work to do there. I mean, his conditioning is obviously much better. He's in much better shape. He looks in the position to be out there on the field for longer stints than he has ever been before. But now, I mean, he's got to actually play better, too. And it was a terrible spring game for Elam and most of the first team defensive line. That was the last time we really saw them in a game-like action. So we'll see how much progress is there. It seems like the staff has been a little more tepid about him and some of the other linemen in the last week. So it's a huge question moving forward, and there's really no clear answers there.
Yeah, they have not thrown praise onto Elam. They're like, yeah, he's lost some weight. He's a little more mobile. He's moving in the right direction, but still a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, the unknowns, you can easily see how so much is unknown when you look at, like, national media projections for this team this year. Some have said as high as maybe 9-3. Some have said 3-9, that they even take steps back from the last 2 years. So that just goes to show, like, nobody really knows what to expect from this group when the lights come on. What's your gut, John, on what this team, not what they are capable of, but realistically what will happen?
Yeah, I mean, I actually put a lot of stock in the fact that Mark Stoops has been so much more confident in his public comments since the summer, which is just not something he did, you know, just to do it the first 3 years he was here. He was always very upfront about setting realistic expectations because I don't think he wanted people to come into a season thinking they were going to be much better than they were and then be disappointed. So the fact that he's been so confident and has talked openly about bowl games and talked so much about them being better and knowing they're ready to take the next step, I think that's a really good sign for them. Now, obviously, they've got to prove it on the field. But I look at that schedule, and I see a pretty convincing path to 6 wins. I think I actually picked them to go 6-6 in our football preview section that comes out tomorrow. But that's doing the exercise that we know watching Kentucky football over the years is not always played out. You look in there, you say, well, here are those 6 games they should win. But how often in recent history has Kentucky won every game they should win? I mean, even those years when Rich Brooks was going to bowl games and they were really good, they would go out and lose to a Mississippi State team that they really had no business losing to. So, and last year you think, well, of course they're going to go beat Vanderbilt, and that doesn't happen. So who knows when you get there? But I think they're going to go to a bowl game. I'm pretty confident in that position. I think it's possible that they're better on the field and not necessarily in the win column. But I think that'll be a hard sell for anybody fan-wise and ticket-wise in those situations. I think they get to 6 wins. Whether they get more than that, I think is a big question, though.
Yeah, and he mentions depth as a concern, but then also he will say, this is the most depth we've had. So, and, you know, the depth at that defensive line position, you think about some of the guys they've lost, like Lloyd Tubman would be somebody that would be in that mix.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Hatcher. And Reggie Mint. Now, I want to tell you, Reggie Mint, I think I already said this on the show before, but I saw Jason Hatcher in practice, too, before. There is something different, even if it's just a fan day or one open practice or whatever, you're making this big, broad generalization. But when it comes to practice and individual drills, some guys absolutely stand out with their motor, how they attack things, tired or not. It's just the way there is. It's just how it is. Hatcher and Mint both stood out in that way, which means they have some specialness to them, and Kentucky's missing that along that defensive line. But when you talk about Stoops being more confident, I think part of that, too, is Eddie Grant and Darren Henshaw. He had Eddie Grant there at Florida State with him and just admired his work there. And he said on another radio show yesterday he was ready to hire Eddie Grant when he got here, but Grant had not been a coordinator yet. And Neil Brown was more of the better fit at that time. And then when it came time to replace Neil Brown, Eddie Grant just had a commitment to Tommy Tuberville at Cincinnati that he wasn't ready to let go of, didn't think it was fair to Tuberville to come. And so now he has him. Now he's seen what's happened, discipline-wise. And I think he is at ease. What do you think, John?
Yeah, I think that's a huge part of his confidence for sure. I mean, whatever you want to say about last season and the relationship between Shannon Dawson and Mark Stoops, it was clear that Mark was never 100% comfortable in letting go there. I think he would probably even say that at this point, that he was involved a little bit more in the offense than you would have expected and that he probably wanted to be. But the big thing with Eddie is those guys are so familiar with each other. He trusts them. He knows the offense that Eddie ran. He knows he's got SEC experience. They're completely on the same page in terms of there needing to be times where the offense goes out there and manages the clock and stays on the field, grinds out some drives to help the defense out, which was a huge problem last year. So I think he's really comfortable with letting go of that side of the ball and letting Eddie handle it. I mean, he's obviously going to be involved in all the decision making and whether they're going to go for it on fourth down and who's going to play in those situations during the week. But when you can let go of that a little bit and know that the talent is on offense too, especially with the experience they have back at receiver and running back and on the offensive line and at tight end, then it's really easy, I think, easier for him to focus on what may be deficient or defensive deficiencies they have and maybe go out there and put his expertise where it really pays off. So I think Eddie Grant and Darren Hitch are a huge addition to what he's doing and why he's so confident going into the season.
Do you think for Drew Barker, it's just going to be one of those things where it's just don't try to do too much and don't screw it up because he's got the receivers, he's got the running game. You know, those things are all in place.
Yeah,
and
I think
so he doesn't need to do too much.
Right. I think that's a big key for him. I think that we could see Drew have a year where he throws a bunch of touchdowns and throws a bunch of interceptions. That's just where he's at in his progression right now. I think he's going to make great throws at times, and then at times he's going to make some throws that you say, what is he doing out there? And if he can limit that second type of throws just because he has so much talent around him, and especially with the run game and the offensive line appearing to be a lot better than it has been, then that'll be really important for this offense. There's no doubt they're going to have to outscore some teams this year if they're going to take that next step as a team, because the defense, even if the starters play really well, is going to get worn out. We haven't seen anything yet to know they're going to be significantly better against the run or the pass rush or any of those situations. So the offense is going to have to carry a lot of the weight early, and so it's going to be important for Drew not to go into games and think about it in that terms and not try and do things that go outside the game plan or try and be the hero and end up hurting them overall.
Well, John, tell us what's coming up for the Louisville Courier-Journal. What can we expect to see tomorrow and throughout the week regarding UK football?
Yeah, so we've already been releasing some of our football preview issue stuff online. You can check that out at courier-journal.com. But if you want to pick up a print newspaper, which is always a great plan, tomorrow is the actual football preview section will be in print. So I'll have a big feature in there about what Kentucky does in terms of blocking out some of the negativity that might be outside the locker room. Plus, I'll pick the schedule, do some preseason superlatives, look at some questions they have to answer before the season. Tim Sullivan's got columns in there about Kentucky and Louisville, and then Steve Jones has a bunch of Louisville coverage in that too. So it's always a good idea to pick up the print paper, but if you're going to do it one day, tomorrow's a really good day to do it.
Awesome.
Yeah, I always like that better. I mean, yeah, online is where I get most of my content, but when you're talking about a preview, Phil Steele magazine. I don't look at that on my phone.
Right.
I got to have that in my hand. So, yes. All right, John, thanks a bunch for making time for us this morning. And, hey. Right.
We'll be calling on you a lot, my friend.
Anytime.
All right, thanks. John Hale there from the Louisville Courier-Journal. We'll be back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this. On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I worry that people who want us to stand up for them against bully insurance companies are afraid to ask for our help because they think they can't afford us. Let me put your mind at ease. Here's what no recovery, no fee means at our firm. First, your initial consultation is absolutely free. Next, we understand that most people don't have the money to pay hourly attorney's fees, and the insurance industry has unlimited monies. So you only pay us a percentage of your recovery when we win. Finally, there are expenses in working a case up, like accident reconstruction, investigators, court filing fees, and so on. We advance these costs as well. If we make no recovery, you don't owe these either. You need a firm with deep pockets to fight the insurance companies toe-to-toe. You will never owe us one penny unless we win. Visit forthepeople.com for more information. No charge there either. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
For a long, long time in Lexington, Hearst Business Supply and Furniture Solutions has been downtown. Well, they've moved. There's a new location at 500 Buck Place off Greendale Road with a fabulous new working showroom. You can see your furniture in action. Just visit them, tour the new facility, or they can come to you. Take a chair test drive. They have it all for your office at Hearst. office products, break room, bathroom, space planning, furniture, everything from the boardroom to the bathroom. No order too small or too large. No space too small or too large. No job is too small or too large. It's local, family-owned, third generation, and it's owned by a wonderful woman named Hope Hurst. Are you the person who orders office products, coffee, break room, bathroom supplies? Get it from one source. Visit HurstGroup.net with everything for the office. Think Hurst first.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
See, we were talking that last segment about Dwight Yoakam, how I'd like to see him in concert. What's the Black Crowes? I've seen them at least 15 times.
Have you really? That many times?
Over the years, yeah. I've seen him in Memphis, Birmingham, Atlanta. Seen him in Atlanta about 4 or 5 times. Myrtle Beach, Cincinnati, Knoxville, Columbus, Ohio. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I've seen a lot. I was a roadie for the Black Crowes in the early 90s. If you were a roadie for the Black Crowes in the early 90s, then
you might not be around today.
Exactly. No kidding.
I was more of the Counting Crows. Loved them.
Mr. Jones and me didn't get along.
That's the only song I don't like. It's the only song I don't like, but I love the Counting Crows. I've seen them a few times.
The dude's voice was just a little too whiny for me. I didn't care for it. And then I think around that time I had a buddy of mine who would like make fun of the Counting Crows a lot too. I can remember I was at New Orleans Jazz Fest, and it was me and my wife, and the Counting Crows were playing on one stage, and blues legend Taj Mahal was playing on another. And we split. We had to split up. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not standing here watching Counting Crows when Taj Mahal is right there. It's not happening. So I went over there and got my Taj on.
Yeah. I even had one of my concert tickets signed by Adam Duritz. I love the Counting Crows.
I guess so. Now, the Black Crowes, they broke up. It's unlikely that they'll be back around together again because the brothers Robinson, Chris and Rich, they don't get along. But then I guess Chris wants all the royalties from everything. And I don't know. It's ugly. We won't discuss.
Real side note on that. Has Kate Hudson dated everyone? Like everyone?
Yeah.
Like I've seen her with J.J. Watt, A-Rod.
Which is a
obviously she was married to the guy from Counting Crows. She was married to the
Black
guy
Crows.
From Black Crowes. Yeah. Sorry, she was married to the guy from Muse, I think, or something like that. I mean, I think she's been married to a few different musicians, has dated everyone in Hollywood.
Such a different end of the spectrum, J.J. Watt, A-Rod. To Chris Robinson.
Right. I mean, there's not even...
Like, he's a smelly hippie with a big old beard.
Yeah.
And legs like toothpicks.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I saw them at the Tabernacle in Atlanta, which, if you've ever been around Atlanta for a concert or anything, you've heard of the Tabernacle, but it's an old, old church, like early 1900s wooden church with, you know, still the choir boxes and all that stuff. It is one of the coolest places to see a show. And so I'm up in the mezzanine looking down watching them. And off to the side is Katie Hudson dancing and watching them play just on the side of the stage, which that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
To see her. Anyway, high school football is back. We got another week till college football, but this is week 2 of high school football. Craziness, madness on the football field last night. Insane stuff. But let me tell you tonight, though, the best game. Lafayette at Boyle County.
Yeah.
That is worth it.
It won't start till tomorrow, but...
But if you can hang out late on Saturday night, drive to Danville, go see Lafayette Boyle County. I am telling you right now, that is going to be something to see. Plus, you'll get a chance to see Jed Wills. You know, last week we talked on this show that Jed Wills had already called all the coaches and told them it's Alabama, and we'd hear about it on Tuesday. That hadn't happened yet.
Yep.
Eric Shaw said he thought something would happen this week, but it didn't. So we still don't know. But Jed Wills.
Does that make you lean one way or the other, or you still think it's Alabama? I mean, I still think it's Alabama.
Yeah.
But then I don't know why we wouldn't just...
Why you just wouldn't say it.
Yeah. Especially with the reports being out there.
I don't know if he wants to... He doesn't want to give in to that, maybe. That's what I could think is that... Well, no. Just because you said it doesn't mean it's going to happen now. No. Mm-hmm. We'll wait. We'll wait till you guys shut up, and then I'll announce that, yes, I'm going to Alabama.
Yeah.
But Walker Wood, you know, said he was going to stay in his ear mm-hmm. until the
end. Until, yeah.
But get out and see Walker Wood, by the way, this year. Because he's going to UK next year, and who knows how long it'll be before he plays, if he ever plays at UK. So see him now when he is electric to see.
Yeah.
Lafayette has great receivers, but Boyle County is a hard-nosed defensive team. And, of course,
great coach.
By Chuck Smith.
Great coach. Yeah.
So get out there. That game's supposed to start at 8:30. It'll actually start after Bell County and Mercer County plays the 6 o'clock game. That game probably will start at 6, unless the heat index says otherwise, because that delayed some games yesterday. And when it delays that first game, because the first game is earlier to get in two games, well, the earlier it is, the hotter it is, the heat index, especially on turf fields, they have to delay it. Those games wind up starting at 7 or 7:30 when a normal game would start, and so the second game doesn't start till 10 or 10:30. But all that stuff's over, I think, after this weekend.
Yeah.
So Scott County goes down to Pulaski County. Pulaski County, by the way, they had a quarterback, Riley Hall, who was awesome. I think he's at Georgetown College now. He led them to three straight state championship games. They won a state title. So he's gone, and so they got to find a new quarterback. Well, they get Wiley Kane, who is the grandson of the former Somerset coach. And so Wiley is, you know, a lot's expected of him. Mm-hmm. First start, all this stuff. He breaks his collarbone last week. So now here comes Scott County. He's like, well, Pulaski County's got no chance. Ooh. It was 19-7 Maroons. And then Scott County scored 5 unanswered TDs and shut out Pulaski County in the second half. Sam Sutton, a 44-yard interception return touchdown to give Scott County its first lead in that one. Ryle Henry Clay, another one. Henry Clay trailed, 18-0 at the half, 34-7 in the second half. Montavian Bean entered at quarterback for Greg Couch. You know Greg Couch, nephew of Tim, son of Greg, who played at EKU, and the story in the paper from Mark Story on the Lexington Herald Leader about him. Well, Montavian Bean wound up coming in at quarterback. He led the Devils to 2 scores, including a 57-yard TD pass to cut it to 34-28 with 8.5 minutes to go. They were down 34-7. Now it's 34-28. I saw an interview on Kentucky.com from Josh Moore with Sam Simpson. He was just pumped about, my kids fought hard in that second half, and we're going to build on that.
I love Sam Simpson.
Yeah.
I love Coach Simpson.
Yep. Here's another crazy one. St. Xavier Lexcath. It was 28-0 Lexington Catholic.
That's the last I saw on Twitter. I saw that they were up 28-0, and I was like, wow.
Yes.
What's going on with St. X? And
What's going on is they had 42 points in their back pocket that they decided to throw down.
That's the last time I saw the score, and then I see this morning. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
42-28, St. X comes all the way back. It was 28-0 with 10.5 minutes before halftime. St. X scored its first touchdown about 5 minutes before halftime on the way to 42 unanswered. And Tigers running back Sam Taylor, 260 on the ground, 3 TDs, 32 carries.
Yeah.
A lot of times you'll see these stats from these kids in high school games. It'll be 15 carries. They'll have amazing numbers, averaging 15 yards a carry or whatever. You don't too often see 32 carries.
Right.
That means they are pounding it down your throat.
Because their quarterback was suspended, right?
Yeah, Desmond Ryder, Cincinnati commit, was out. Dunbar at Madison Central. Central QB Zach Harden with a 56-yard TD on a short pass to Keenan Miller. So it was Keenan Miller with the 56-yard TD, really. That gave a 7-6 lead to Madison Central. And then Harden had a short TD run to make it 14-6, held off a late rally. And Madison Central, they beat Knox Central 8-7 last week. Knox Central beat Wagner 46-7 Friday night. So the point is Madison Central has a pretty good defense.
Yeah, they just need to find a way to score.
By the way, Dunbar's Trey Homer, 5 catches, 187. Pretty good. Bryan Station, Simon Kenton.
After their huge opening weekend win, and we had Coach Frank Parks on last weekend, and you said, Simon Kenton's
a bear.
Yeah, gonna be tricky.
50-0, and Bryant Station threw in a touchdown to make it 50-7. So that was pretty much it. Tate's Creek at Belfry. Now, this game didn't start until 10:30. Game two of a doubleheader, the first game delayed by a 115 heat index.
Ooh.
Whew. Is right.
Josh, that's hot.
So at 10:30 at night, you've made the drive to Pikeville, which is 5, 6, 7, 8 hours, something like that. You know, Mary.
I do it a lot.
Yeah. You're up there. You're already beat. And then you got to wait till 10:30 to play your game. And Belfry comes out and lays 34 points on you in the first quarter. In the first quarter. So that game was 48-12, Belfry over Tate's Creek.
I would have told my son, you got to find your own way back. I'm leaving. I'll see you.
Kentucky Country Day at LCA, 56-20 LCA. Dylan Wheatley, 92 yards, 3 touchdowns. Ryan Stuckey, 8 catches, 105 yards, and a TD. Southwestern at Danville, 35.
I mean, that's a barn burner.
34. Danville. Southwestern was down 35-28 with 51 seconds left through a 81-yard touchdown. Went for the 2-point conversion and the win and did not get it. Larry French gambling up there against Danville. You know he hates Danville. He coaches Boyle County. So 35-34, Danville holds on. Williamsburg at Somerset. My alma mater. 48-27, they lose to Somerset. Highlands at Campbell County. 24-21, Campbell County. First ever win over Highlands for Campbell County.
Home of the Fighting Kent Spencers.
Absolutely. Camels went 1-10 last year.
And they beat Highlands.
Lost 12 of their last 13 games.
They probably don't even care what happens the rest of the season.
No. Highlands, of course, stunk it up to begin last season. Had, like, their worst start ever and wound up a semifinalist. So don't count out Highlands because Campbell County got them. Raceland-Ashland, big rivalry. Big win for Raceland because Ashland wins that game a lot of times. It's 20-13 Raceland. Central at Corbin. Louisville Central. That's the team that has been to the state, you know, over and over and over again. Goes down to Corbin. And the Fighting Justin Haddockses beat the Corbin Red or beat Central 20-14. The Red Hounds scored with a minute left to take it. You remember Justin Haddocks, do you?
Yes.
You remember him? Yeah.
Yeah.
Breathitt County quarterback. Man, we just come out here and just played our hearts out and won this game tonight.
Yeah. I went down to do a couple stories with Justin Haddocks.
Yes.
And Punk was like, we have to go to Breathitt County again. I'm like, yeah, we kind of do.
Love Justin Haddocks, though. Good for him at Corbin. All right, Wayne County, North Laurel, 55-0 Wayne County. I mean, North Laurel beat South Laurel 31-0 last week. Wayne County lost an OT to Bryant Station last week. North Laurel was supposed to be better, 55-0 Wayne County. Clark County, Anderson County, 24-14 Anderson County. Franklin County at Western Hills, 36-34 Western Hills. First win over Franklin County since 2009. I was at that place. It was rocking.
I bet.
One end zone was nothing but Franklin County. They had on, like, fruit or jam costumes. They had, like, signs that said jelly. They had, like, a jelly donut. There was somebody in a grape costume, like, grapes everywhere, strawberries. I don't know what the whole thing was, jam, jelly. I don't know. But they were packed in that end zone. The other end zone was all Western Hills. They had a big American flag out there waving it around. People all the way wrapped around the entire field, elbow to elbow watching this thing. Great atmosphere in our state's capital. And it was tied at 14 in the second quarter. And then Western Hills took the lead. It was 22-21 at the half, Western Hills. Wandale Robinson, remember this name, little bitty guy, Dynamite, gave Western Hills a 30-27 lead and then added a 39-yard touchdown in the fourth quarter to put Hills up 36-27. Franklin County scored with about 3 minutes to go to cut it to 36-34, but that was it. Wandale Robinson, 138 yards. Good on Western Hills.
he's not going to break, Josh.
No, I'll be done when I'm done. So just wait. Woodford County at West Jessamine, 28-14 Woodford County. West Jess had trailed this game 21-7. It was cut to 21-14. West Jess driving to tie it, throws an interception in the end zone that's returned 100 yards for a touchdown.
It's a heartbreaker.
Womp, womp, womp. East Jessamine, Lincoln County, you know, Justin McIntyre, the kid from East Jessamine who broke his leg in two places just 3 minutes into the season opener. Star player, a kid they really can't replace, does everything for him. Brian Milan from WKYT did a nice story on him. 32-27, East Jessamine is now 2-0 after beating Lincoln County last night. East Jess led 32-14 with 8 minutes left. Barely holds on to win. Madison Southern to Garrett County, the Eagles 21-18. Really thought Garrett County would step up and win that game after a big opening win over Shelby County last week. Finally, the last one, Rockcastle County versus Bourbon County. That was in Danville at the Pigskin Classic. Rockcastle County absolutely dominated Bourbon County. Surprising to me. 38-7, the final. All right, Josh.
Take your break.
We can take your break. We'll be back with more. And then, just about 10 minutes. John Calipari on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Never trust your appearance to just anyone. At Lexington's top-rated barbershop, Prince Cuts Barbershop, it's now better than ever. They've updated, renovated, and expanded to better suit clientele. 5 flat screens and now 8 new booths. Prince Cuts Barbershop, the most talented barbers in the city, will give you the style you deserve. At Prince Cuts, you can even book your appointment online at princecuts.com or give them a call at 299-CUT. Prince Cuts, not your ordinary barbershop. It's an experience. Located off Richmond Road, behind Panera, in front of Doubletree, Prince Cuts Barbershop, where you will get a style fit for Prince.
For a long, long time in Lexington, Hearst Business Supply and Furniture Solutions has been downtown. Well, they've moved. There's a new location at 500 Buck Place off Greendale Road with a fabulous new working showroom. You can see your furniture in action. Just visit them, tour the new facility, or they can come to you. Take a chair test drive. They have it all for your office at Hearst. Office products, break room, bathroom, space planning, furniture, everything from the boardroom to the bathroom. No order too small or too large. No space too small or too large. No job is too small or too large. It's local, family-owned, third generation, and it's owned by a wonderful woman named Hope Hearst. Are you the person who orders office products, coffee, break room, bathroom supplies? Get it from one source. Visit HearstGroup.net with everything for the office. Think Hearst first.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Thanks to UKDad21 for tweeting the show, saying he's listening on the app in Louisville, and then sent the GIF of Michael Scott and Andy.
Yeah.
Is that his name on the show?
Yeah.
From The Office, dapping it up. And so we got to talking about, you know, the first four seasons of The Office are so phenomenal.
Yeah.
And this is how I know they're good. So my 10-year-old Sam told me that he couldn't wait until he was in high school and we left town so he could throw a party. And I said, well, you better not throw a party because you'll get in trouble.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I already know exactly what I'm going to do. You guys will be gone. I'm going to get some snacks. I'm going to get one beer. I'm going to watch the first three seasons of The Office. I was like, well, that's not so bad.
You're going to need more beer.
I guess that's not a terrible thing. Doesn't sound like you're going to wreck the house.
The Office and Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, Curb Your Enthusiasm was so funny.
Those two might be the funniest of all time. Like, Seinfeld's up there too, but Curb Your Enthusiasm goes next level. Just
see, I laughed a whole lot at It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh yeah,
loved that show.
That's
and
great.
The first couple seasons of The League were really hilarious to me.
Yeah,
and I'll kick it old school. Maybe my favorite sitcom of all time, besides The Office, would be a little-known show that was on Fox called Get a Life with Chris Elliott, where he was a 50-year-old paperboy that lived with his parents. And I am telling you, me and my sisters can recite every line from every episode.
Wow. That's deep cuts right there.
That is deep tracks. That's the B-side.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even remember that show. I remember Chris Elliott. and maybe the promo for that show. But yeah, I can't remember watching any of it. Arrested Development is up there too. That's good, but it's hard to beat The Office.
The Office.
Prime. The episode where they do like the run for charity or something like that, and Andy's got to put like the tape on his nipples because they're rubbing raw and bleeding. All right. You can download the app, WLXG. Just go on to iTunes and search WLXG or Google Play, and you can get the app, and you can listen to John Calipari next.
Coach Cal is next.
On the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It's hot, but the sales in Aurora are hotter. Save up to 50% off all in-stock patio collections, five-piece dining sets starting at $3.99, and 50% off select outdoor accessories. Get a 21-foot above-ground pool for $29.95. Installation included. Limited quantities available. Shop Central Kentucky's largest selection of in-stock spas from the top-of-the-line brands starting at $36.95. Cash in on the end-of-summer clearance sale at Aurora.
For a long, long time in Lexington, Hearst Business Supply and Furniture Solutions has been downtown. Well, they've moved. There's a new location at 500 Buck Place off Greendale Road with a fabulous new working showroom. You can see your furniture in action. Just visit them, tour the new facility, or they can come to you. Take a chair test drive. They have it all for your office at Hearst. Office products, break room, bathroom, space planning, furniture, everything from the boardroom to the bathroom. No order too small or too large. No space too small or too large. No job is too small or too large. It's local, family-owned, third generation, and it's owned by a wonderful woman named Hope Hearst. Are you the person who orders office products, coffee, break room, bathroom supplies? Get it from one source. Visit HearstGroup.net with everything for the office. Think Hearst first.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLXG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
Where else can a kid become an icon?
Morning Mania!
Can sportsmanship be the native tongue?
All right, guys, we'll play the game the right way.
Where else does this sound mean everything? Where else can you just play? Where else but Williamsburg? The Little League World Series continues through August 28th on the networks of ESPN, presented by Kellogg's Frosted Flakes.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Texter writes in, not long ago I was a Cowherd fan and hated your show and was constantly, constantly annoyed by it. Over time, your show is the only one I listen to, and now I never listen to Cowherd. WTH happened. Oh, yeah, it did. WTH blew up right in your face.
The Dan Levitard Show, now 10 to 1 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Jim Basquell. The baseball schedule today gets underway with a trio of early games. That includes the O's and Yankees again from the ballpark in the Bronx. The Yanks banged out 18 hits en route to a 14-4 drubbing of Baltimore on Friday. And Gary Sanchez continues to be the story. Three hits, four knocked in. 8 home runs in 9 games. He's the first rookie since the RBI became a stat in 1920 with 10 home runs and 20 RBIs in his first 20 games played. Meantime, the Blue Jays are one game up on the Red Sox for the AL East lead. They're among the early games as well, home to the Twins. They handed Minnesota their 8th straight loss on Friday with scoring 15 runs and banging out 15 hits. It's the Red Sox and Royals on ESPN Radio today. Left-handers Danny Duffy against David Price. Coverage begins at 6:30 Eastern. Kansas City scored 5 times in the first en route to their 11th win in 12 games. They do it at Fenway 6-3 on Friday. National League today, Cubs and Dodgers later this afternoon. Chicago 19-4 in the month of August. That includes their comeback in Los Angeles on Friday, backed by Chris Bryant, who homered twice, including the game-winning 2-run shot in the 10th. 6-4 your final. They're 14 games up in the Central. While the Dodgers lead in the West stands at 1 game over San Francisco, they blank the Braves 7-0. College football kickoff weekend begins September 3rd. ESPN Radio's College Game Day airing USC Alabama with coverage beginning at noon Eastern.
David Ortiz, Mookie Betts, and the Red Sox welcome Eric Hosmer, Lorenzo Cain, and the Royals to Fenway. Royals, Red Sox, today at 6:30 Eastern and tomorrow at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Brothers Auto Sales is Central Kentucky's number one dealer of pre-owned vehicles. At Brothers Auto Sales, you'll find the most complete selection of quality pre-owned cars and trucks available today. Every vehicle comes with a Carfax report documenting every aspect of the vehicle's history. Plus, we have an A-plus rating from the BBB. Brothers Auto Sales is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. for sales. Their top-notch service department is there Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5. Brothers Auto Sales, 285 East New Circle at the corner of Bryan Station Road or on the web at brothersautosales.com. No gimmicks, no games, no high pressure. Just the best prices on quality pre-owned vehicles in Central Kentucky, period. Brothers Auto Sales.
It's hot, but the sales at Aurora are hotter. Save up to 50% off all in-stock patio collections, five-piece dining sets starting at $3.99, and 50% off select outdoor accessories. Get a 21-foot above-ground pool for $29.95. Installation included. Limited quantities available. Shop Central Kentucky's largest selection of in-stock spas from the top-of-the-line brands starting at $36.95. Cash in on the end-of-summer clearance sale at Aurora.
For a long, long time in Lexington, Hearst Business Supply and Furniture Solutions has been downtown. Well, they've moved. There's a new location at 500 Buck Place off Greendale Road with a fabulous new working showroom. You can see your furniture in action. Just visit them, tour the new facility, or they can come to you. Take a chair test drive. They have it all for your office at Hearst. Office products, break room, bathroom, space planning, furniture, everything from the boardroom to the bathroom. No order too small or too large. No space too small or too large. No job is too small or too large. It's local, family-owned, third generation, and it's owned by a wonderful woman named Hope Hearst. Are you the person who orders office products, coffee, break room, bathroom supplies? Get it from one source. Visit HearstGroup.net with everything for the office. Think Hearst first.
Hi, this is Todd Ziegler with Republic Bank. I invite you to come by Christ the King's Oktoberfest Friday, September 9th and Saturday, September 10th for fun and fellowship. We have a great lineup this year, including the Gin Blossoms and Fastball, as well as activities for kids and adults alike. Republic Bank is a proud sponsor of Christ the King's Oktoberfest. We hope to see you there.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
John Calipari joining us here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. John, thanks. Busy weekend. You got the fantasy camp. Of course, tomorrow it's the Coach Cal Celebrity Softball Classic, and you've announced that it's going to benefit flood relief in Baton Rouge. In case you haven't heard, you text GIVE. That's G-I-V-E, to 859-955-8173. So that was something Anthony Davis brought up to you, right?
Well, that we just talked, and, you know, when we talked about what we're doing this weekend, and again, we've given $1 million away each of the last 3 years, $1.5 million 1 year. But we've committed money from this weekend to other charities, so I couldn't just bundle it all and give it all to the American Red Cross to go to the relief fund. So we've decided, let's just do this game. So I would say anybody listening, you could go to CoachCal.com and buy a ticket. Yeah. $5 ticket, $10 ticket, $20 ticket, or come to the game and buy a ticket.
The game's Sunday at 6 o'clock, Home Run Derby at 5:30, Whitaker Bank Ballpark.
If it rains, that ticket will get you into a practice. So we'll have... A lot of people are hoping for rain. They're buying tickets and hoping it rains.
Rain dances.
Yeah, they're doing the rain dances, hoping that happens. But we'll bring you all over to one of our practices in the day. We'll just come over and you'll get to see us practice. But you can buy a ticket. You can tweet or text online, give to that number. That number again, 859-955-8173. Papa John's. You can go to PapaJohns.com, and we're buying pizzas and Papa's gotten involved like he has again, where money is going back to the foundation, which is going to American Red Cross. All the money is going that way from this. And then, you know, even Alltech stepped up and did stuff to sponsor the game. So, you know, all that money, and we're trying to, I'd like it to be a significant amount of money.
Yeah.
Obviously, if we were doing it, all of it together, it'd be over $1 million. But we're doing this softball game, so I'm trying to figure out different ways to generate money that we can give to those victims down there.
The VIP thing, is that still got some of those left?
We still got VIP, and you know, you go online, you'll see where the tickets are. And I would say, you know, come to the game. The Home Run Derby, I already know who's winning the Home Run Derby. I got that. And he's over 50. John Robick. Oh, there's no question in my mind. He's not going to ball.
Did they not put bionic hips in when they did the surgery? That's not you.
I'm done. I can't swing that way anymore. I'm older.
Your softball
than him.
Career is over.
Yeah, my softball's done. I still throw a football 60 yards on a dime, but everything else has gotten a little soft on it.
And you're hoping Anthony Davis comes, but you already know Terrence Jones and Michael Kidd-Gilchrist are coming back, which they
Carl
weren't
Towns,
originally announced.
Yeah, they weren't announced in this. And Nerlens is going to be there, and Tim Couch, and you got a bunch of the guys. Kyle Macy's coming back, so it should be interesting.
Good chance to grab some autographs, fans.
Right. Yeah.
John Calipari here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. All right, so the reason you're having this is because there's renovations going on over there at Rupp Arena. Now, you've kind of alluded to some new things and stuff that maybe we don't know about. Is there anything you can tell us new over there?
I think the stuff that they've done in the arena is going to please a lot of people. Now, we still, you know, I'm one of those guys. You know how I am. I want them to go in that upper deck, and let's fix that upper deck. Let's make this more appealing to our fans that are sitting in the upper deck. I'd like to see dugouts and other things where if you want to go grab a drink, you can go to one of the dugouts. Yeah. And if you sit in certain areas, you can do that. That's all, I think, in the planning stages. But what they've done to this point with that scoreboard and all that, and think about the sound system that was up there for 50 years or whatever it was up there.
Big Bertha.
But Big Bertha was way ahead of her time and lasted that long, and it was still used. In the end, she was just hope it didn't drop out of the ceiling or cave the ceiling in. But, it, you know, amazing the technology that we didn't have yet still built that thing, and it worked 50 years later.
Yeah. Now, as the season gets underway, you've got the book out. Now, success is the only option, the art of coaching extreme talent.
Can I tell you? The original title was Failure is Not an Option. Well, they didn't like it. That. And it was really flipped around, and it was coaching extreme talent. Failure is not an option. They flipped it the other way and said, so that was the editor. But
Sounds like a book to an NBA GM or owner.
Well,
the art of coaching.
Well, here's what it is. It's our story of how we. There are so many ways to do what we do. But I get that question all the time. How are you coaching these kind of kids? How are you getting them all to come together? How are you getting kids that shot every ball to be a team player? How are you getting them to play that hard? They sacrifice. They give up for each other. What are you doing? This is our story, from recruiting to motivating to teaching, to getting them to share, looking for different things that scare you away and be aware of these things, and coaching those kids that, you know what, could go anywhere, yet they want to come here. And when you build the environment the way we have it, you don't have to beg. You don't have to take an extremely talented kid that's selfish, doesn't care about anybody, go somewhere else. You don't have to come here. So there's a lot in the book. But it's basically our story. So our fans would enjoy it because they'll know the stories. I did it as much as in a business leadership sense, that if you're running a business and you have extremely talented guys, or trying to recruit the extreme talent and then trying to motivate them and get them together, here's some ideas of how we did it.
Well, and you went 38-0 with a group of those guys like that. How much do you
We talk about that.
Yeah.
Again, how much they sacrificed. Yet they all benefited. No one was hurt by that. No one was hurt by that.
And you mentioned this week that wasn't your one shot. You're still planning on going 40-0 before it's all done.
Well, I said that's a goal of mine. It's not like they said, what is your fantasy? I said, well, what my goals are not fantasies, but it may not happen.
Well, summer vacation, you were on the Jersey Shore, you were up in Boston. To me, the way you acted this summer says you're relaxed and you got a good team. That's what it says.
Well, one of the things it says is, wow, you better relax after coaching here. And I'm going on, this is my eighth year. Oh, my gosh. So
that's two presidential terms.
Yeah, two presidential terms. And if you look at me in that time period, you're going to say, my gosh, has he aged? This job ages you. The one thing
Obama.
Yeah, that's right. I think I've aged more than he has aged. But I think, again, you know, to recharge the batteries, to get away from this. Now, I was here a couple days a week. I just wasn't here every day. And I think it's good for the kids. It's good for my staff. And really for me to step back, get my head clear and say, okay, let's go. Because this is a grind here. There's a high expectation every year. And I don't, like, I don't buy what others are saying we should be. I'm looking at what I think we could be. And I'm excited about the team. I'm excited about our returning players because I think all of them can help. I'm excited about our incoming freshmen because I think they could all help us. And I think the talent, but again, we got to come together. We got to, how do you all blend this thing?
You got Brad, your son. I mean, is that extra stress? I mean, have you already kind of thought about how you're going to answer questions and what Ellen is going to say when you answer them in front of everybody?
Well, the biggest thing is, you know, I've told him, I said, hey, man, I'm the coach. You got to make me like you. You got to have it so I enjoy being around you, because he's a typical 18, 19-year-old kid who mumbles under his breath, has his earphones on, you know, has an attitude at times. Well, I'm the coach now. You can't, you're going to have to make me like you. How about that? A little flip here. And if you want me to want you around me, I got to want to be in your company. But it's hard here to be a walk-on. It's hard here because if you come in with an expectation of starting and all that, this is a different program right now. It's a different deal. I would probably say he'll play more than most walk-ons, but the difference is that I'm really proud, really pleased that what he's done with his body, what he's done conditioning, how committed he is to getting better and improving himself. It's really good stuff to see as a dad.
Well, there's no doubt you can see it from the time he was here at LCA to what he looks like now. He's transformed his body.
Yep.
DeMarcus Cousins goes and wins gold. The next coach of that team is Greg Popovich. Are you the one after him?
Jeez, I don't think I'll be coaching.
That's
after
another
that.
8 years.
Yeah, I'm happy for him. I think what it proved, when he was here, he was able to play with other really good players. If we hadn't had a bad shooting night, we probably would have won the whole thing. We just went 0 for 20 from the three-point line. He now plays with that team, sacrifices, gives up, blends, and they win a gold. He can do this. So now going to Sacramento, you know, he's got to be in a situation where there are other really good players. And he's got to say, I got to be with other really good guys. That means he's got to go recruit them. That means if you want to be the only guy, you're not going to win. Not in that league. And you're seeing that it's even getting worse where some of the best guys, they're flocking together, which is unusual.
Now, DeMarcus Cousins, his body type, Bam Adebayo seems to have that body type that's a little different than what you normally see year in and year out in as freshmen. Where is he? What do you see for him?
Well, I think he's going to be fine. I mean, he's 260 pounds and, you know, 6'10" and long arms and head on the rim, and he's a beast. You know, we've got to continue to improve his skills and all those things, but you know, he's got a chance, and this is a perfect team for him because they need him.
Yeah.
What happened to us last year, we could never just throw it to the post and score. Well, with he and Isaac now, we have at least two guys that we know you're going to throw it in there, you got to guard them, and you're going to have to double team. You're going to have to do something. They're too big. And then the guards need him because as they get out and stretch the court and spread and defend, they're back there blocking shots. Whether it be those guys or Wenyan You know, even Derek. I mean, Sasha. We got big guys behind him.
You've got some rim protectors
this
year. And when you meant you threw Isaac in there without hesitation, so that means he's really made a big jump. Well, I guess if you
everybody
said
forgets
bit.
He was 17 years old. He was 17 last year. He couldn't even be drafted. So now he's 18. So it would be like an incoming freshman. And I'll tell you what, if he were one of the incoming freshmen, he'd be one of the best in that class. So, you know, it's almost like you had added one more guy to the class.
These backcourts you've had have been tremendous. Does it feel to you like this can be as good as any of them?
They'll be different.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be like a Tyler Ulis who really dominated the ball and we could all play off of him. This probably is going to be different, giving it up earlier, letting everybody make plays and then playing off each other and learning that. So I think it's we got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of stuff to learn about each other, those kind of things.
You good with Derek now? Has he done things to show you what he needs to?
I don't throw kids under the bus. You know, we deal with things in-house,
and we've
you know, we've talked to him. He understands what's expected, and I believe he'll be fine. But, you know, it's on him to do the right things. And being at Kentucky is not normal. You can't do things that you do on other college campuses or other but the other side of it is, and you may say that's not fair. Yeah, but it's not fair that you get all the other stuff that Kentucky offers. You know, you get to be that in that program. You get to be that guy. You get to, you know, we're the gold standard. I mean, kids want to come here, and you have one of these scholarships. So, you know, I think it's good.
But you said you don't expect, you won't have him miss any game time, right?
No.
Okay.
Not at this point, no.
Talking with John Calipari here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. About the ACC schedule, going to 20 games, and you know now it looks like Roy Williams has said it would be in the plans to play Kentucky annually. You guys already don't play Indiana anymore.
Louisville's in the same league.
Right.
And so, you know what? The greatest thing about being Kentucky, we can play whoever we want. If we call somebody for a home and home, they're saying absolutely yes. So I'm not worried about it.
But you don't really want to play too many home and homes, right?
You want a couple home and homes.
Yeah.
I mean, we're still in this Big 12 challenge that gives you five. All the stuff that we're doing, we have the challenge, we have the CBS. So you're all of a sudden talking 7-8 games. You can't have three more.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have out of 13 games, 10 of them. Right now they say our schedule's the toughest in this country. Our schedule, okay? Well, 7 of those are really hard games. 6 of those are hard games, but they're at home.
Yeah.
6 others. So those are your 13 games. But 7 of them, it may be even 8 that are hard because of Arizona State. So we have the toughest schedule. So if North Carolina jumps out or if Louisville decides they need to jump out, we'll add other people.
But you would be okay with a scenario where you don't play North Carolina, Louisville, or Indiana?
Yeah, because we'll play whoever else, the best players, best teams in the country, and in our league, we'd be fine.
Well, John, thank you very much. Best of luck this weekend for raising as much money as you possibly can, because we didn't even mention you're giving away hearing aids too, right?
Yeah, the Starkey Foundation for Hearing, we're working with them to give away 80 hearing aids prior to the softball game. And hearing aids are like 10,000 each now.
Mm.
But we're giving away 80 to Kentucky residents, young, old, that need hearing aids. That's already been established who those 80 are. They'll be there. We'll give them out. And now I want the players involved, just like they were involved with Samaritan's Feet, you know, washing feet, giving away shoes, putting on socks of kids that need it. Having people hear for the first time or hear again, it's an emotional thing.
Again, the game is 6 o'clock at Whitaker Bank Ballpark tomorrow night. Home Run Derby starts at 5:30. You can get tickets. You go to CoachCalSoftballClassic.com. And remember, if you can't give in form of a ticket, then you can text GIVE, G-I-V-E, to 859-955-8173, and it will benefit flood relief in Baton Rouge. John Calipari, thanks again, and best of luck this weekend.
Thanks.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Sugats, what are the rules of Take-A-Tude? You can't have a take and have it end with a question, right? You need to be, like, right, it needs to be a declarative sentence.
Yes, you need to finish it with a thundering exclamation point.
The Jags are going to win the division. Yes. Book it.
That's it. Not just the division, I have them going to the Super Bowl.
Dan Levitard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
What if you had a medical emergency away from home? What you need is Mobile Help, America's premier mobile medical alert system. Most systems only work at home, but with Mobile Help, you get help outside the home with coverage nationwide on one of the largest cellular networks at the press of a button.
I pressed the button, and lo and behold, the emergency came within minutes. Mobile Help did save my life. No question about that.
Call Mobile Help now for a free color brochure. We'll send you everything you need, including the base station, the patented mobile device, the waterproof pendant, and wrist button. You can also add the fall button that automatically detects falls and signals help. Call today and receive a risk-free 30-day trial. There's no equipment to buy and no long-term contract. For a limited time, you'll also receive a free emergency key box with your plan purchase. Remember, Mobile Help keeps you safe coast to coast. Call 800-930-0486 now for your free Mobile Help brochure. That's 800-930-0486. Again, 800-930-0486.
The Nest Center for Women, Children, and Families gives children a chance, victims a choice, and families a future. Join us this year on Saturday, August 27th, for our annual fundraiser, A Night for the Nest. To benefit this long-standing nonprofit community organization, A Night for the Nest is an elegant celebration at the beautiful Normandy Farm. From 6 to 11 p.m., enjoy music by Mercy Men Band and Raleigh Daly and Danny Cecil Duo. Dinner by Chef Renata at Creative Table Kitchen and Catering and locally created cocktails. Participate in a silent auction and put your name in for an exciting raffle to win a trip to Florida with airfare and accommodations provided. It's A Night for the Nest, and you don't want to miss it. Saturday, August 27th from 6 to 11 p.m. at Normandy Farm. Your support will help provide a safe place for education, counseling, and support to women, children, and their families in crisis. For tickets, call 859-259-1974 or visit nestlexington.org.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Did you ever see the Beastie Boys?
Yes. Yes, I did. At Lollapalooza.
Ah. I never did. And of course, one of them passed, right? Which one passed?
Oh, I did not.
Really? One of them died, right?
Q-Tip?
I don't know.
So let's talk about Coach Cal. So.
All right, move on. Let's move on. Go ahead.
So he says, if Louisville, Indiana, and North Carolina were not on the schedule, he'd be totally okay with that.
Yeah, you know, because the ACC is moving to a 20-game schedule, mm-hmm. and Roy Williams was asked about that, and he said, no, I mean, if we go to 20 games, no, it's not in the plans to do a home-and-home with Kentucky. Can't do it. So Louisville isn't, I mean, Calipari brought it up. He said, well, Louisville's in the same boat. You know, it's not just North Carolina. Louisville also is in that situation. So he's like, we'll play who we want. We don't have to play any of those teams.
And I agree with that. I just, you just can't take the Louisville game off the schedule.
He's not going to.
No, I know. But I mean, it's.
But if Patino made a case and said, we're not going to play Kentucky anymore because we've got a 20-game ACC schedule. We can't do that and that. We just can't.
And my question is why?
Well,
why can't you?
I think because you want, if you've got, okay, 20 conference games. So you don't know how that's going to go. You just don't know. Those are home and homes,
mm-hmm.
Kind of, a lot of them. But so then you've got 12 other games, or 13, something like that, 12 other games. Maybe 10. If you go to 20, isn't it a 30-game schedule normally? Let's see. Kentucky went 38-0. That meant winning three games in the SEC tournament. And then that meant winning.
They won four.
Four more, mm-hmm. right? So that's seven. So they were 31-0. So you got 11 games, non-conference, if you got a 20-game conference schedule.
And say you got to have eight of those be cupcakes.
Yeah.
You have three to play with.
Yeah, you should still be able to get it in. I agree.
I just think, and I know that these coaches, and I get it. Like, if I'm in their position, my job is not to worry about the health of college basketball as a whole. It's to worry about my team and my program and do the best thing that I can for my team. But unless you live in Kentucky or North Carolina or a couple of other places in the country, Kansas maybe, you don't care about college basketball until February or March.
Yeah.
And I think the only way you get eyeballs on the TV sets is for Kentucky-Louisville, for Kentucky-North Carolina, for Michigan State-Kansas.
Yeah.
For those big-time programs to play each other. I just think it's beneficial. And college basketball is one of those, you know, not that the regular season doesn't matter, but you lose that game and it doesn't matter. Mm-mm. Like, that doesn't affect how you'll be viewed when the tournament comes around. Like, it's all part of a resume. But one loss, like Kentucky loses to North Carolina, that doesn't change anything for what that team can do. And vice versa. So that's why I hate when they, you know, act like they can't lose one game.
But in the bigger picture of it, for Louisville especially, it wouldn't be that big of a deal to play Kentucky because the ACC is so loaded, there are plenty of opportunities to recover. Like for Kentucky, otherwise.
Yeah, the SEC just has nobody.
Let's say Kentucky this year plays Michigan State.
Kansas.
UCLA. They play UCLA.
Oh, no, that was last year. No. Sorry.
Plays Kansas here. Plays Louisville. Plays Michigan State. North Carolina and Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So those are four right there. Say they lose all those. Lose to Michigan State. Lose to Louisville. Lose to Kansas. Lose to North Carolina. Then you go into your conference.
And they're still going
to
go.
Who's your win that you point to and go, oh, yeah, but they won 12 games in the SEC. So that's the bigger picture of it, is that the SEC especially, they don't, the people that are on the committee, they don't give the SEC any credit for playing basketball at all. So it really doesn't mean, you just can't lose. Winning doesn't help, but you can't lose in the SEC.
Right.
So the non-conference is that much bigger. Calipari kind of broke it down, how many games that are going to be hard, he said, seven. But he really only wants to play a couple home and homes. Remember, he shifted it so that Louisville and North Carolina would never be both at home or both on the road in the same season.
Mm-hmm.
So now that if that goes away and it's just Louisville, they're going to pick up somebody else home and home. But the Big 12 Challenge is a home and home as well. They also signed the deal to keep going with the Champions Classic, which is Michigan State, Duke, Kansas, Kentucky.
So next year we play Duke.
I believe. I have to look at the email, but yeah. I think. But anyway, so you got that. You got a big-time non-conference opponent, Duke, Kansas, or Michigan State.
Every year
through 2019. Then that Big 12 SEC Challenge, it's going to be somebody else. Oklahoma has gotten better. Maybe it's them. If Steve Prohm gets Oklahoma State playing at a high level, maybe it's them. Or maybe it's Kansas State. Or one of the. It'll be a quality opponent. So there's two. Louisville, there's three. If the Louisville game continues.
And they always seem to find one more in there.
And they'll have a home and home with somebody else. They did that home and home with UCLA, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're playing Arizona State, the Bahamas now. Yeah, they did it with Baylor. So I have one more quality team like that that they'll do a home and home. But that's it. So, I mean, unless Indiana wants to play in the
and they don't.
Lucas Oil Stadium, which they were fine with that, that's in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I don't think Kentucky and Indiana are going to play as long as Green and Cal are where they are.
But how sad would it be? I understand John Calipari all the way. John Calipari is not bending to another team's terms in order to satisfy whether or not you want to see the game. I understand that. What do you want from him? A national championship, right? That's what he's building to do. That's why there's not a lot of great home and homes. Because
so he wants to play at those neutral site games and those stadiums.
Big old yeah. football stadiums and domes and all that stuff.
And it's brilliant.
Well, that's where you play the games in the NCAA tournament. So you don't need to play at Assembly Hall in the most hostile environment ever. The SEC road games are going to be hostile enough for you. You'll be fine. You're not going to face that in the NCAA tournament. So that's not something that really helps a whole lot. Mental toughness, maybe. But
you will. You're right. You'll get enough of that just in the conference schedule.
So I understand what he's doing, but at the same time, it would be sad. If 1 year soon there is no UK-Indiana game, no North Carolina-Kentucky game, and no Louisville-Kentucky game on the schedule in the entire season.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
Mostly Louisville for me. I mean, I just, mostly Louisville.
Yeah. And then I put North Carolina second right there. I mean, it stunk not to play them last year. They didn't play last year, right? Did they? Was it last year or was it the year before?
I think it was 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Well, must not have stunk that bad if I can't remember the game last year. Good grief. But I mean, the North Carolina, I think Tayshaun Prince, North Carolina game. Anthony Davis, North Carolina game.
Yeah.
John Wall, North Carolina game. Come on.
No, I know.
We got to have it.
I know.
Daggum Roy.
But think Josh Harrelson, Louisville game. Patrick Sparks, Louisville game.
Yes, absolutely. Peyton C. Oh, wait, sorry. Who hit the shot? Was it Edgar Sosa? Is that who hit the shot? That deep one?
Yeah, I think so.
Was it Edgar or Peyton?
No. Well, there was never a close game with Peyton Siva.
No. It was that deep shot. I think it was Edgar Sosa. It was that deep shot.
Because the year they won the championship was the one time they beat Kentucky.
Yeah.
When Cal was here. So it must have been Edgar Sosa.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. We'll talk. It was a big horse race today. Midsummer Derby. The Traverse Stakes at Saratoga. This is a good race. We'll talk about it a little bit next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. This is what I got to do to make y'all
rap. I mean, oh. The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this. On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We asked students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Command and conquer.
That's really what you want to do when it comes to cleaning your home or office.
You want to say, this is what needs to be done, and then you want it done, and you want it done well.
That's why Command and Conquer Cleaning has so many satisfied customers. You tell them what you want done, and they take care of the rest. Cleaning your home or office with satisfaction guaranteed. Call or text 859-302-0142, 859-302-0142 for your free consultation and quote. Command and Conquer Cleaning provides a quality job at the most affordable prices. Locally owned and operated, so you get service unmatched in the business. Call or text Lori today for your free consultation and quote at 859-302-0142. That's 859-302-0142.
Command and conquer.
That's how cleaning should be.
Fleet Doc, can we help you?
Yeah, my car, it goes. Can you fix that?
Oh, no problem. We can fix that.
No matter if your vehicle is personal or business, Fleet Dock will take care of it with a 24-month nationwide guarantee on all parts and labor as a TechNet professional member. Even complimentary roadside assistance is available should you break down. Fleet Dock has everything to be your trusted vehicle doctor.
Visit us on Contract Street behind Green's Toyota in Lexington and online at fleet-dock.com.
Bingo, bingo.
Your trusted vehicle doctor. Fleet Dock.
Kentucky students, if you need money for college this fall, you'd better brush up on your financial aid lingo. Check out these vocabulary words. FAFSA, the application for state and federal student aid. Verification, when the government contacts you about the accuracy of your FAFSA. EFC, expected family contribution, the amount that Congress expects you and your family to pay for school. You'll find lots more financial aid definitions at KIA.com, the website of the Kentucky Higher Education Assistance Authority.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
What did Kaepernick do? What did Colin Kaepernick do? Okay.
He did not stand up for the national anthem, and when he was asked why later, he said he couldn't stand up and be proud of a flag of a country that treats African Americans and other citizens of color the way it does.
I understand the injustice, the frustration. It's a problem that's ours, an American problem, heated up a whole lot here in the recent years. Things need to be done. I think people are trying to do things. But, you know, it's still America, Jack. Still a place that gave you an opportunity to play football and make millions to play football.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is there a bigger American dream than that? Just grow. I don't know Colin Kaepernick's background,
yeah,
but
his whole story is kind of an American dream. He was adopted, and
there you go.
Mm-hmm.
You grow up poor. You go play a game. Play a game that nobody pays you to play when you're a kid. You're out there playing it because it's so much fun. If I could play football right now and make less money than I make right now, just enough to pay the bills, get by, I'd do it. That, yeah. I would love to be a football player as my full-time job. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That would be awesome. You would get to hit people and get paid for it. We get to throw touchdowns and celebrate with your bros. You're a kid. This country gave you that opportunity. Where else would you like to go that it's better, that you have a better chance? Because America's equal opportunity for athletes, that's for sure. I mean,
it's most definitely a meritocracy.
For people who do this, look, I understand it's a problem. But there are people out there defending this country for things like that, for Friday night football. You go to Frankfurt. Nobody was scared in Frankfurt last night. All the stuff that's gone on and that we have and attacks and all this stuff. Nobody was scared at the Western Hills Franklin County football game. They were all out there celebrating. Big American flag. Friday night high school football in America. That's what the national anthem stands for, Colin Kaepernick. And you are a beneficiary of it. Go somewhere else. Go to another country and try your luck there. See how it is. See what other injustices you might disagree with. Like, I get it. It's a problem. But you don't sit down during the national anthem on national television for that. Ugh. Sickens me.
I'm with you.
Sickens me. I can't pretend to walk in his shoes. But if I did, they'd be $200,000 shoes. I guarantee you that. And a pair of headphones that cost $300. And a shirt that doesn't matter what you pay for.
You know, and I think, you know, at the beginning of the ESPY Awards, Chris Paul, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, whose cousin was shot and killed in Chicago yesterday while walking her kid in a stroller to register her other kid for school. Caught in the crossfire, okay? Dwayne Wade's cousin. And why am I missing who the... And Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
So they all come on there, and it was powerful. And again, we can't pretend to know anything about what that's like.
Right.
And all of them have millions of dollars. I just don't see them taking the same stand
right
as Colin Kaepernick. But what they're trying to do is still make it better. I mean, there's just other ways of doing it than saying the America sucks.
He has a platform and he has the money.
And that's how is he helping? So do those guys. And I feel like what they're doing is much more impactful.
Right. How is he helping? By sitting down during the national anthem. To me, it seems selfish. He's making it about him and his stance. He could instead, in the press conference, talk about the injustices if he wants to. They're going to talk to the quarterback. Make the entire press conference about your agenda. Do that every week. They'll be talking about that. That'll be controversial. But your message will get out there better than sitting down in the national anthem and slapping every person in the military in the face. Everyone that's ever served, everyone that's serving now, defending your right to play football and make millions of dollars playing a game. It's a slap in the face. So disrespectful. I can't talk about it anymore. We're done with this. Let's move on to something in America that we all love, or we love here, especially. And in Saratoga, the Traverse Stakes. Today, the Midsummer Derby. I mean, this thing brings such great horses.
Listen to this field, right?
Yeah. You got new shooters that, you know, I know nothing about Arrogate. I mean, that's a Bob Baffert horse ridden by Mike Smith, Arrogate. It's going to be a 10-1 morning line favorite, 10-1. Arrogate. All right. I know nothing about this horse, and I casually follow horse racing. American Freedom, another Baffert horse, 6-1.
Colin Kaepernick is all in.
Your man, Sam, and my man, Sam.
Yes.
Chad Brown, who's hot. Chad Brown's had the hot hand, 20-1. So, I mean, Mary Jo, you go to the window and you throw down $5 on those odds. That's a nice little payout. Governor Malibu, eh. Forever Doro, eh. And an Annex Mandros? I have no idea. No idea. Exaggerator. 3-1 morning line favorite. Kent and Keith DeSormo hooking up again. Obviously the favorite. Exaggerator. Destin in there at 10-1. Todd Pletcher horse. Destin is one. I don't know. Destin is one I'm looking at. Gift Box. Connect is another one that really big. Chad Brown, that's the horse people think has a really good chance to win this race. John Velasquez is going to ride Connect. Mahesto Scratched, Creator's in this field, Lauban's in this field.
And Gunrunner. Yeah.
So those horses right there, you know, winners, Creator, Lauban, Gunrunner, plus Exaggerator, plus Connected, plus Destin. This is a great field.
Yeah.
This is a great field. This is one of those, I mean, it hasn't been... For the first time since 1977, a full field of 14 was entered. Now, we mentioned Mahesto Scratch, but as far as entering, 14 three-year-olds entered for the first time since 1977. That's pretty good at Saratoga. This race goes off at 5:44 on NBC. The coverage starts at 4:30 if I'm around and have the chance. I'll watch it because I just love horse racing.
Yeah, the big
stuff.
Yeah,
the big ones, and you get some of that pregame stuff. I love the horse racing pregame coverage.
Yeah.
Some of those stories, seeing the trainers. It's good stuff. So from 4:30 till 6 o'clock on NBC, and the race is going to go off at about 5:45. And, I mean, of course, it's a great wagering race. I mean, if you're looking to have a little fun, get some of that derby feel back, you got 13 horses in this race and some great odds, lots of different combinations. Where $10-$20 can make you a couple hundred. That's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun. All right. We got to take a break. We'll talk about what we got coming up on tomorrow's show. And we do have to remember something that we have failed to mention yet today. Yep. And we'll do it next year on the Dana Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Ride rough, ride tough. MLS Power Sports got the ride you're looking for.
Is summer moving too fast? Get the horsepower to catch it at MLS Power Sports at Georgetown during the Arctic Cat Factory Authorized Clearance Sale. Get a 2015 Wildcat Sport for as low as $156 a month or 0% financing and rebates up to $3,000. Visit MLS Power Sports to ride in the summer sun. Arctic Cat, share our passion. Offer subject to change. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously.
Ride an ATV that's right for your age. Supervised riders younger than 16. Each rider must wear a seatbelt and approved helmet, eye protection, and protective clothing. We recommend that all ROV operators have a driver's license and that all riders take a training course. Read and understand the owner's manual before operation. For safety or training information, see your dealer. Savings vary by model, purchase, and dealer participation. Offer subject to change. See dealer for details.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you, and the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
The following commercial contains a bunch of super secret information.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, the following commercial is all wink, wink, hush, hush.
Stick to the script.
At the Botany Bay, we have things. So many things. You like tie-dyes? We got them. We got rolling papers, disc golf supplies, incense, E6, glassware, vapes and pipes, flow toys, and other things. Hey, 420 is a cool number, isn't it? The Botany Bay, we're just like 420. We're the coolest place in town. We have staff. They are friendly. We have stuff, you know? You want to be cool, too? Shop here. And you will be. The Botany Bay. 420 East New Circle Road next to Pizza Hut in Lexington. We're the place to buy things to do stuff with.
Fleet Doc, can we help you?
Yeah, my car, it goes real. Can you fix that?
Oh, no problem. We can fix that.
Say goodbye to dealer prices. Fleet Doc is authorized to perform routine scheduled maintenance required to protect your vehicle warranty at an affordable price. They'll even shuttle you back and forth to work or stay and enjoy the clean, handicap-friendly facilities and free Wi-Fi.
Visit us on Contract Street behind Green's Toyota in Lexington and online at fleet-doc.com.
Bing-ba, bing-ba.
Your trusted vehicle doctor. Fleet Doc.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, for many Lexingtonians, today is the day we'll never forget.
Right.
In our history.
Probably one of the worst days in the history of this city.
Just to mention it, I get chill bumps thinking about where I was when it happened. Flight 5191, 10 years ago today, went down. Memorial ceremonies this morning. But were you working at Channel 18 at the time?
It was the one year that I was at CNN.
That you were gone.
Mm-hmm.
I had just returned from Georgia, just back here in Lexington for the first time in 3 years, living again, and I could just remember just being so heartbroken.
Yeah.
And
shaking.
Yeah. You know, Keith Madison, the former UK baseball coach, tweeted out 10 years ago, former UK baseball pitcher John Hooker and his bride, Scarlett.
They were on their way to their honeymoon.
On their way to their honeymoon.
Everyone on that plane had a story.
Yes.
Some were going to help Katrina victims. Just awful. Just so awful. And the one lone survivor,
you know,
Jim Polhinke, I think was his name, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm.
The co-pilot.
Yeah. You know, I drive out that way, Versailles Road, quite a bit to go, you know, Frankfurt or wherever, Versailles, wherever out that way. I've driven out there a ton. Drove out there last night. In the daytime, if I'm out there, every single time I look over there to see if I can see where it was. Remember the big peace symbol that was mowed into the grass? Mm-hmm. There were some other things that were out there. But it's not there anymore. But I know where it was, and I see it every time. Every time I go by, I look at that place off the side of the road and think about it.
Countless lives were affected by that day. So many families, friends, and I know time may make things a little bit easier, but it just that doesn't go away. And so our thoughts and prayers are with all the families and friends and loved ones, coworkers, everyone that was impacted by that day 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, Mary Jo, just if you think about it, for you guys out there listening, to put yourselves in those shoes, your son Sam gets married and jumps on a plane to go on his honeymoon. And that's it. Could you imagine? You just went to the wedding. Usually the honeymoon.
It's like the happiest, you know, one of the happiest moments of your life.
I can remember getting married the very next morning. We got very little sleep because we had to be up the next morning to catch a flight to Jamaica. So we had all our family friends there and spent time with them for a few days. My dad did the ceremony. And then the next morning, what if we were gone? And that was it. I just can't imagine.
No.
10 years doesn't heal that.
No.
It doesn't.
It does not go away. So,
thoughts and prayers with everyone dealing with that today, remembering them.
Yeah. Coming up tomorrow on the show, we've got Mark Story and Kent Spencer from WHAS in Louisville. Mark Story, of course, from the Lexington Herald Leader.
Yeah, Kent Spencer from WHAS in Louisville. He went to Campbell County High School.
Mm-hmm.
So Campbell County beat Highlands for the first time ever. Kent played for Campbell County, played against Highlands. So it would be good to talk to him.
Never beat him.
A glorious day for him. But then also, because Kent, you know, covers both UK and Louisville, and he's in Louisville, so he will really be able to give us a little bit of insight on what Louisville looks like, where their strengths, weaknesses. We'll get a little bit of a report on Louisville, because honestly, all I know is they got a good quarterback and some good players and are supposed to be good. That's what I know. They're ranked, 19th preseason? So that's all I know. UK, I can tell you, three deep on the depth chart at every position.
Now, there's a lot of people, you know, with college football season starting in earnest next weekend, all the talking heads are doing all their predictions for who's going to be in the Final Four.
Yeah.
And I have seen actually quite a few pick two ACC schools, having Clemson and Florida State both in the Final Four, which seems impossible to have two schools because they'll play each other.
Right.
So you would think that whoever wins that game would essentially knock the other one out of the running.
Unless they're both undefeated.
But they play each other.
Oh, in the regular season.
Yes. So one of them will have beaten the other.
Yeah.
But I guess my point is, as good as Louisville may be this year,
Florida State and Clemson,
the ACC looks like it's got some good teams. And North Carolina, that first weekend.
Yeah.
I don't remember a better college football weekend to open the season.
I don't either.
I mean, Georgia, North Carolina, USC, Alabama, LSU, Wisconsin. I mean, and then that Sunday, it's Texas and Notre Dame. I mean, the number of games that you've got to have your eyeballs on.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It's going to be so much fun next weekend. And UK Southern Miss, of course, but just the other games of national interest are everywhere.
Yeah, I'm going to have to figure out a way to rig up something where I have a second television.
No, you have to have a second television.
I mean, it's got to be up there because Alabama and Southern Cal are on at the same time Kentucky and Southern Miss are on.
Yeah.
Got to watch Kentucky Southern Miss, but I got to watch Alabama.
I mean, yeah. No. There's no doubt.
I would be fine if the Final Four was Alabama, LSU, Florida State, Clemson. That would be phenomenal. Forget the Big 12.
And I guess the Big 10 and the Pac-12.
Definitely forget the Big 10. Pac-12, take them too. ACC, SEC, that's where it's at for me.
I'm not sure that it's going to be much different than it was last year. I mean, I can see it being Clemson, Alabama, either a Michigan State or Ohio State, or maybe Michigan, who everyone seems to be real high on. You know, a team from the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And then, you know, one conference is going to get left out, but it'll be another. I think it'll be quite similar to what it's been the last 2 years.
All right, and then tomorrow at 10:15, the Lexington Herald leader's Mark Story. Look, Mark has been around doing this a long time. He's been through a lot of UK football training camps. What's different about this one? What's his feeling? Always good to get his insight, and we'll do it tomorrow. Thanks for listening today on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is Rossillo and Canal.